Today we begin a series of conversations that we're calling Using Your Versions to Help You. And the entire purpose of this series of conversations is to bring your attention to the fact that you have an infinite amount of assistance available in just about, well, really, truly, literally anything you can think of. If you can imagine something, you are already in the middle of having it or doing it or being about it in another version of yourself. So, to begin, let us talk about our terms, versions. You are the number one version of yourself. As you listen to these words, as you look around your reality, you are the number one version. There are parallel selves constantly being spun off. When you go down a road and you come to an intersection and there are options to go straight ahead, turn to the right, or turn to the left, and you consider each one of them, there is a version of you that goes off in that direction. You, the number one version, make the choice that you make. Other versions of you make the other choices. That's actually how you decide which way to go. So when you get to that intersection, two versions of you spin off while you take the third option. This happens all the time. As we like to say, there are not an infinite number of parallel selves of versions of you, but there's an awful lot. Another way we like to invite you to think about it is there are as many grains of sand at the beach as there are versions of you, and there's a lot of grains of sand, a lot. More than you could really physically count, but it's countable, and certainly mathematically it's calculable, but it doesn't necessarily mean that counting has any benefit other than it just keeps you busy counting. We'll also remind you that everyone you know is a version of you. Every object in your physical reality is also a version of you. Every idea you have is an extension of who you are and is a version of you. You have access to all of this. You have access to everything. So, when we talk about using your versions to help you, what we mean specifically is to tap into the version of you who is in a state of being that represents what you desire on any particular topic. And as we go through this week of conversations, we'll be touching on particular topics as we go down the line. Today, we'll be talking about your well-being. And when we use the word well-being, we're talking about your physical health, how you feel in your body, how you relate to your body, how you see your body. And so we invite you, as we continue, as we go in, to think about what that is for you. How do you feel about your health? What opinions do you have about how your body is operating? Now, to be clear, your body is perfect as it is, but that doesn't mean you don't have opinions. So the way we invite you to connect with the different versions of you is to use a very simple language, and it's not the syntax that is important, but we're going to act as though the semantics are significant. So it's a very simple thing. There's a version of me who is fully aware of the perfection of my body and its utter well-being. So when you say there's a version of me who, that means you're taking a little bit of time to focus your attention. And in the amount of time it takes to say those words, there's a version of me who, that's all the time is necessary to put your attention on something specific that you want to express or experience. So when you say there's a version of me who is fully aware of the perfection of my body and the state of my well-being as being quite delicious indeed, when you say that, you're literally manifesting a version of you that is doing that right now. Remember, there's no time and there's no space. These are just ideas you're using to organize your thoughts. So there's a version of you who indeed right now is very keenly aware of the perfection of the state of your body and how delicious indeed the well-being that flows through you happens to be. As you sit with that thought, you'll feel it. But here's the other thing. The feeling is going to be subtle. You may, from time to time, get sort of an explosion of energy when you do this, but it's quite likely that you will not, most of the time. Most of the time, you will just feel a slight shift. Remember, you are a vibrational being, and slight shifts are actually your bread and butter. Just because you learn how to build massive walls of resistance and then pull them down, which gives the illusion of big, huge explosions of energy, which isn't really what's going on. It's just that delay, 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 delay through resistance then suddenly becomes a flowing river. That does seem like a high level of contrast, because between the state of all the delaying and the state of the havingness where the river is flowing, there's a big difference. But that's not normal. What's normal is what is happening when you take in a breath and then you exhale. You may not recognize it, but there are very subtle shifts in your vibration, and you're expanding through each breath, expanding on a vibrational level, becoming more of the unconditional love that you are. When you use a version of yourself to help you, you're going to experience subtle shifts. Our recommendation is that you do this in one of two different ways. The first will be to say, there's a version of me who is aware and is feeling the perfection of my body as it exists right now. And to sit with that feeling, because you'll feel, if you're paying attention, you'll feel a very subtle shift. Sit with that feeling and put your attention on it and feel it as it amplifies. And it will. And you'll likely, in an instance like that, become aware more and more of the perfection of your body. Now, it's also quite likely, although it won't happen every time, that contrasting opinions will rise up and say, but wait, no. Because you're activating the vibration of your body, its perfection, your well-being, and you probably have opinions connected to that vibrational stance. Those will rise up to meet you because, of course, that's what they're there for, is they are trying to help you. Now, remember, killing a helper is not possible. And although we'd understand that none of you would really say, oh, well, I really want to just kill those thoughts, that is what you often tell us in not quite as direct a way. I want to get rid of this. This is getting in the way of my having what I want. It isn't. They're just opinions. They don't actually have any impact on physical reality. They're abstract, but they're very nettlesome or worrisome or bothersome. When an opinion arises, just go back to what you were doing. There's a version of me who is aware of my body as being perfect and is feeling the flow of well-being that courses through it. In other words, when the opinions rise up, we're suggesting you turn your attention to your versions. So one way to do this, again, is to say it and sit with it and allow it to rise up. Feel the subtle shift that then begins to amplify. Another way to do it would be to essentially, quote unquote, talk yourself into it. And we don't mean literally in that way, but that's a way to describe it. There's a version of me who is aware of the perfection of my body and is feeling the well-being tangibly moving through my body right now. There is a version of me who is enjoying thinking about how wonderful my body is. There is a version of me who is really, truly aware that my body is perfect and my opinions about my body, while incidental, don't really mean anything. There's a version of me who is quite delighted indeed to be sitting here in this perfect body as it is, feeling how delicious it feels to be aware of the perfection of my body. So you're using one version and building on that and building on that and building on that. And it's not an intellectual thing. If you just pay attention, you will notice which version essentially is rising up to meet you to help you. This is you using your versions to help you. Because you become the one that you're speaking of, and then it becomes something else and becomes something else and becomes something else. Now, notice in the syntax and in the semantics that what we're doing is we're saying there is a version of me who, which is a little bit objectified because it's not exactly you quite yet. There's a version of me who is aware of the perfection of my body, not his body, her body, their body, my body, and is feeling as wonderful as this feels, and I really love how this feels, and it feels so wonderful indeed, and I'm truly aware of the well-being that is coursing and flowing through me. Now, where we're beginning here with this topic of well-being is the perfection of your body. That is the truth. That's actually literally what's going on right now. And you may say, well, I have some thoughts about that, such as I don't really like what's going on with this, this, or this. That hurts. This I wish would heal up because it just kind of sits there and it's not doing anything. And that doesn't feel right. Okay, so you have specific things that you're wanting to look at in your body. You can use your versions to help you with that. So, for example, if you just don't feel good, let's just say it's a general malaise, not necessarily connected to anything. You don't really know what's going on. You just don't feel good. And again, we're going to use the word feeling here when we talk about sensory stuff. So we mean that in your body, the way your body is feeling to you doesn't feel that good. And you don't feel that hot. You're just kind of like, ah, not a big deal, right? It just doesn't feel that good. But now you're aware of the fact that you have versions who can help you. And there's no really reason, no really good reason to sit there and just kind of sit with what it is that you don't like. Not if you can option for something else. And you could do that by saying, there's a version of me who is okay with how my body is right now and is very much anticipating my body feeling even better and better from here. There's a version of me who is sitting here in the middle of this kind of blah feeling and is noticing that it's beginning to kind of curl up. It's not really holding on as much as it was. There's a version of me who is keenly aware that I'm in a transitory state where my body is doing something and it just kind of feels like blah, but I know that this is changing and I know that it's changing rather quickly. There's a version of me who is aware of the fact that the blah is kind of shifting off to the side and I'm moving forward and I feel better and better. There's a version of me who is feeling a lot better than I was earlier before. There's a version of me who is sitting here kind of delighted with how wonderful my body feels and remembers when I felt blah earlier, but I don't feel that anymore. I feel really good and I'm really enjoying how I am sitting here with what I'm having. Now, we're not reading from a script. We're just basically using Frank as sort of the test subject, and we're just going through and doing that and relating what it is that he himself is experiencing as the channel in order to be able to show you what we're talking about. There's no script. The key to all of this and what we really do recommend is that you notice that you have an opportunity to choose something, and then you allow the choice to assert itself using your intuition, using what feels better. And at first, it may feel a little bit awkward, but we're going to be spending 7 conversations with you doing this again and again and again, offering you model language that you can use and adapt, and showing you what it looks like and how it feels like to be thinking along these lines and how that can be quite helpful and easily accessible to you. So if you were going to just sit with this feeling of blah, which, by the way, has its own very powerful impact, if you were just going to sit with it, you could say there's a version of me who is okay with this feeling of blah, knowing that it's going to change and it's lifting, in fact, even now as I speak. Something like that. Sit there and take maybe several deep breaths and see and pay attention to how your body begins to feel a little bit different to you. Another way you could use this is to say, there's a version of me who is aware of the fact that the body that I'm sitting in right now doesn't feel so hot. But I know that that's temporary and it's transitory and it's going to change. This isn't permanent. This is just a temporary feeling of blah. Now, one of the ways that you could use your versions to help you is to go back and forth. We said before that we highly recommend that you create a version of yourself who's smarter than you are, who's ahead of you in the game that you're playing, whatever game that may be, who's doing better at whatever it is that you're putting your attention on, who's feeling really good, who is confident and clear and obviously connected to who they are, this other version of you. And this is like that. Basically, what we're doing is we're suggesting that you use a version of you to kind of sort of hopscotch your way into the place you want to be. Instead of going in a straight line, you more like go in different curves that curve in one direction, curve in the other, curve in the other. Because remember, although the theory of geometry is that there are straight lines, you don't actually ever experience straight lines, ever. So the psychological idea that you can go from here to there in a straight line is never really proven out. You basically curve your way into everything you're doing. So the way we would do this is like this. We'll just lay it out simply, and then we'll give you some other examples. There's a version of me who is aware of the fact that I know there is a version of me, and that's the one I'm talking to right now. So you've opened up the line of communication. You scoot over into that version and you look back. There's a version of me who is aware of the fact that the line of communication has been opened by this other version of me. Then you come back around, scooting around at a curve. There's a version of me who is aware of the fact that we're now both communicating, and I am really, really delighted to be sitting in this space with that version of me. Then you scoot back around. There's a version of me who is aware of the fact that the lines of communication are open. I'm watching this other version of me get actively delighted by this fact, and I'm feeling the same thing myself, as a matter of fact, right now, like this. Going back and forth, but it's not like a ping pong ball. What you're doing is you're curving, because what's happening with each one of these statements and each one of these openings and each access of the versioning is that you're expanding into more of the unconditional love that you both are. Now, mathematically, it's not two versions. As soon as you open up the channel to the first version, there's now two of you. But now that second one is going to do something while you're simultaneously doing it, which means there will now be four of you. Then you curve back a second time. Now you're up to 16. Then you curve back the final time, and there's now 64, which is good. Now there's 64 versions of you all kind of doing the same thing. And if you notice and you sit there and you feel it, you will feel sort of the, wow, okay, I feel very resonant with this idea. And that's what you're doing, is you're setting up lines of resonance. And the resonance is, we're all aware of each other, all 64 of us, but now there's like 128 or more like 512. There's a lot of you. And it keeps multiplying. And if you sit there for long enough, you will feel sort of how deliciously resonant this all is. So we come back to you, version number one. And when it comes to the idea of, let's say, you have some sort of unwanted growth of which you don't know what it is. You know, it kind of hurts. You know, you're thinking, well, maybe I should do something about this. You could, and this is not an alternative to anything, this is just one option. You could sit there with this, let's say, spot on your arm, and you could say, there's a version of me who is aware right now that whatever this thing on my arm is just temporary, and it could quite easily just fall off. And there's well-being abounding on the skin that's extending in all directions. Something like this. There's a version of me who is aware of the fact that I know that this spot is temporary. There's a version of me who is aware of the fact that this temporary spot is temporary and is delighting in the fact that I can feel the well-being that is coursing through my body right now, and I can feel the perfection of my body right now, and I know this is what is real and true. There's a version of me who is aware of the fact that I know that this well-being is the real nature of my body, and that anything else that is not in alignment with that well-being is finding itself coming into alignment with it, and I'm feeling the temporary nature as my body is constantly manifesting and constantly shifting and constantly becoming more of what it is here to be, which is utterly delicious, delightful, a wonderful device for me to manipulate and move around in my physical reality with. Now, whether the spot is gone or not is rather irrelevant, because what you're doing is you're sitting with the vibration of the well-being that now has been amplified and is resonating. There's no formula. We're laying it out like there's a formulaic way to do this, but there really isn't. If you practice this and just follow along and repeat what we're saying, even, you will begin to notice, because you will amplify the thing that we're doing and you'll make it more and more real for you, you'll begin to notice there are different ways that make sense to you. There's some key things, of course, we've been talking about when it comes to well-being. One of which is your body is your magnificent creation. The second is that well-being is coursing through your body. The third thing is that anything that is not like that is temporary and transitory and will change, because it does. We'll also introduce a fourth idea, and that is you probably don't actually know what's going on, which is really good. So you could, for example, taking that to your advantage, you could say, there's a version of me who is keenly aware that my body is perfect as it is, including that spot, and that the well-being that is coursing through my body is like the most delicious thing I've ever encountered on a physical level. I'm really reveling and basking in it right now. And I'm aware of the fact that I don't know what that spot means, and that's perfectly fine. You could then shift over, curving around, and you could say, there's a version of me who is very powerfully placed in my body, feeling the presence of it and the immediacy of the delightfulness of the well-being that flows through my body, and is aware of the fact that there are certain things I don't like, but they're temporary and they're changing, and I can feel the evolving that is happening through my body even as I speak right now. You could curve back around and say, there's a version of me who is aware of the fact that my body is this magnificent creation and is coursing through with well-being, and it's just an utterly delicious place to hang out with right now, is constantly evolving and transforming and becoming better and better and better versions of what it has been, becoming better and better and better as I move forward. There's a version of me who's really in love with the fact that I'm really resonating with the perfection of my body. That's a powerful one right there. Because what you're doing is you're acknowledging something that you delight in, and you're amplifying it by bringing in more than one version of you. There's a version of me who is aware of the fact that I'm aware that my body is this amazing device that I'm manifesting right now. And I'm feeling the delight and the magic and the well-being that is moving through me, amplifying what I'm wanting more and more and more of. The final thing we'll say here today is that, first of all, this is just where we begin. As we go through the series, we'll be talking about your wealth, your beloved, your self-expression, your alignment, other people in your life, and your helpers. And we'll be going and we'll be building on the things that we've done here today. Because as you continue to do this and as you practice it, you will get more skilled at it. And when we say skilled, we don't mean better at doing it. We mean better at allowing what this is actually bringing forth for you, letting yourself have it more and more and more and more, and feeling the delight and the magic and the wonder of it. You're most definitely in the right place at the right time, in the right way, right here and right now with what you're manifesting. There is a version of me who knows that I am in the right place at the right time, in the right way right now. There's a version of me who knows without a doubt, with no ambiguity whatsoever, there's a version of me who knows that I am in a wondrous place. And that as good as all of this is, and as powerful as all of this is, and as amazing as all of this is, and I really feel that, it's only getting better and better and better from here, like that. So at any time through the day today, when you are thinking about who you are and who you are in relationship to what you're manifesting, which is you looking around the world and seeing what you see, one thing we would highly recommend you do is to notice that everything is really good. And you can further amplify that noticing by just saying simply, there's a version of me who is aware and very much attuned to the fact that all is well right now. And I'm feeling that. And if you want to go back and forth, you could swing around and say, there's a version of me who is aware of the fact that the world I'm inhabiting right now is a delicious place that's only getting better and better. Swing back around and say, there's a version of me who is aware of the fact that I'm doubly aware, resonating with the fact, the very fact that this wonderful place that I'm inhabiting, this world of my creating, is magnificent and magical. And you could then double back again and say, there's a version of me who is aware of the fact that there are multiple versions of me open right now, resonating with each other, amplifying this fact that all is well. And I do know that all is well and as good and as wonderful and as delightful and as delicious as all of this is, it's only getting better and better and better from here.